Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. After my recent health problems, the doctors prescribed all kinds of big pharma for me, and the big pharma products did absolutely nothing to help me at all. My blood pressure was out of control, my sugar was out of control, waste of time. So I went an alternative route. I have tried and have been using the longevity products that are advertised on DIY Health here on EFR with very good results. Now, these products, accompanied with self-control of your diet and plenty of exercise, which is the key, well, my blood pressure is down in the normal range. My weight is way down, which brings my blood sugar level way down. And all in all, I feel pretty doggone good. So, if you would like to try these products, you can contact my friend Patrick at area code 901-553-6900. That's area code 901-553-6900. Tell Patrick what's going on with your health, and he can help you out. Thank you for listening, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Hiya, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I'm Pastor Steve, and this is show number 456. We are in the book of 1 Corinthians. We'll be finishing it up today with chapters 15 and 16, and we may have enough time to go into 2 Corinthians. This is the culmination of the letter that Paul wrote to the assembly at Corinth. Now, they were having some problems, and he was trying to help them straighten things out through this letter. And he's admonishing about this and instructing about that. And all in all, it's a good read and very instructive to us today. In case anybody has missed any of my shows, they are on my website. That is www.pastor-steve.com. They are also archived on the EFR website under the shows, under Word for Word. So there we go. Let's get started in chapter 15. In the end of chapter 14, he said, let all be done decently and in order. Well, continuing on to verse 1 in chapter 15, he says, but brothers, I make known to you the good news, which I brought as good news to you, which you also did receive, and in which you stand. Verse 2. Through which also you are being saved. And here's the key word. If you hold fast that word I brought as good news to you. Otherwise, you have believed in vain. In other words, if you're not staying with the word and the teachings of Yeshua Messiah, your faith is absolutely useless. It's not doing you a bit of good. And here is verse 3 of chapter 15, and you can reference Isaiah chapter 53, verses 5 through 12. That's Isaiah 53, 5 through 12. For I delivered to you at the first that which I also received, that Messiah died for our sins according to the Scriptures. Verse 4, and you can reference Psalms 16, that's Psalm 16, verses 8 through 10. And Matthew chapter 12, verse 40. Matthew 12, 40. And Acts chapter 2, verses 24 through 32. That's Acts 2, 24 through 32. Those verses are for verse 4 here. And that he was buried, and that he was raised the third day according to the Scriptures. Here's verse 5. And for verse 5, you can reference Luke chapter 24, verse 34 and 36. That's Luke 24, 34 through 36. Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 and 17. That's Matthew 28, verses 16 and 17. Mark chapter 16, verse 14. That's Mark 16, 14. And John chapter 20, verse 19. That's John 20. Verse 19, this is for verse 5. And that he was seen by Kepha, now that's Peter, okay, then by the 12, verse 6. After that he was seen by over 500 brothers at one time, of whom the greater part remain till now. In other words, they're still alive, but some have fallen asleep. In other words, some have passed away. They've died. Verse 7. After that, he was seen by Jacob, then by all the emissaries. Jacob would be John, okay? Verse 8. And you can reference the book of Acts, chapter 9, verses 3 through 6. Acts 9, 3 through 6. This is verse 8. And last of all, he was seen by me also, as if to one born prematurely. Okay. Verse 9. And you can reference the book of Acts, chapter 8, verse 3. That's Acts 8, 3 for verse 9. For I am the least of the emissaries, who am not worthy to be called an emissary, because I persecuted the assembly of Elohim. In other words, at one time he was a Pharisee and was persecuting the assemblies, because he didn't believe until Yeshua revealed himself to him and converted him. Verse 10. But by the favor of Elohim, I am what I am, and his favor toward me was not in vain, but I labored much more than they all, yet not I, but the favor of Elohim with me. In other words, He's not doing the work. It's the Holy Spirit in him that's got him with such zeal that he's going around and preaching and being persecuted himself. Verse 11. Whether then it was I or they, so we proclaimed and so you believed. In other words, they all witnessed to these people at Corinth. Verse 12. And if Messiah is proclaimed that he has been raised from the dead, how do some among you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? Verse 13. And if there is no resurrection of the dead, then Messiah has not been raised. Verse 14. And if Messiah has not been raised, then our proclaiming is empty, and your belief also empty. Verse 15. And we are also found false witnesses of Elohim, because we have witnessed of Elohim that he raised up Messiah, whom he did not raise up, if then the dead are not raised. Verse 16. For if the dead are not raised, then neither Messiah has been raised. Verse 17. And if Messiah has not been raised, your belief is to no purpose. You are still in your sins. Verse 18. Then also those who have fallen asleep in Messiah have perished. Verse 19. If in this life only we have expectation in Messiah, we are of all men the most wretched. But he straightens them out right here in verse 20. But now Messiah has been raised from the dead and has become the first fruit of those having fallen asleep. Verse 21. For since death is through a man, that would be Adam, resurrection of the dead is also through a man, an Adam with a capital A. All right. Verse 22. For as all die in Adam, so also shall be made alive in Messiah. Verse 23. Now pay close attention to this one. Pardon me, I've got a frog in my throat in a second. Yeah, I needed to get rid of it. I needed a cough. Here we go. Verse 22. For as all die in Adam. Okay, that's from the sin when he sinned and fell from his immortal body in the beginning, so also shall be made alive in Messiah. Okay, I read that, but I wanted to read it again. Verse 23. And each in his own order, Messiah the first fruits, and here we go, then those who are of Messiah at his coming. All right. Verse 24, then the end, when he delivers up the reign to Elohim the Father, when he has brought to naught all rule and all authority and power. That's on this earth, okay? He's going to wipe out all these governments. Verse 25, in verse 25, you can reference Psalm 110, verse 1. Psalm 110, verse 1. For he has to reign until he has put all enemies under his feet. There's going to be that big battle. The ones that are here that are still alive will become redeemed in our new bodies that were like the original bodies. Okay, that's how it's gonna play out. Those that are still here and faithful to him will regain that immortality. And then the dead will be raised, those that were of him, they're going to be raised first. Now the ones that are going to be subjected to the second death will be the last, and then they will have to face judgment. Verse 26 of chapter 15, the last enemy to be brought to naught is death. Because we won't die anymore. We will regain our immortality when he returns. Our bodies won't be as they are right now. They will be different. Verse 27, you can reference Psalm 8, verse 6. Psalm 8, verse 6. For he has put all under his feet. And that's the reference to Psalm 8, verse 6. But when he says all are put under him, it is clear that he who put all under him is accepted. Verse 28, and when all are made subject to him, that's Yahweh, then the Son himself shall also be subject to him who put all under him, in order that Elohim be all in all. Verse 29. And you can reference 2 Maccabees, chapter 12, verse 44. 2 Maccabees 12, 44. Verse 29. Otherwise, what shall they do who are immersed for the dead if the dead are not raised at all? Why indeed are they immersed for the dead? You die to your sins. Verse 30. And why do we stand in danger every hour? Because they're being persecuted. Okay. Why do we stand in danger every hour? We do that today. With the way the world's going, you see what's going on out there. And if you're a true Christian and you proclaim the truth in Christ instead of the garbage that these churches are teaching, you're in danger. You're in danger from the so-called Christians. Think on that a little bit. Verse 31. I affirm by the boasting in you which I have in Messiah Yeshua our Master, I die day by day. You die to your sins each day. You have to begin the day anew. You have to ask forgiveness for your sins and strength to be obedient during that day. Each day is a new day and a new opportunity to serve. And you have to die to your sins daily. You need to pray. You need to ask for forgiveness daily. That's the whole deal. You'll have new temptations during that day. Ask for the strength to overcome those temptations. Verse 32. If as men do, I have fought with beast at Ephesus. Of what good is it to me if the dead are not raised? And here's the quote. Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. And you reference Isaiah chapter 22, verse 13, Isaiah 22, 13, and Isaiah 56, verse 12, Isaiah 56, 12, and 4th Maccabees, chapter 9, verse 28, 4th Maccabees 9, 28, for that verse. Verse 33, do not be led astray. Evil company corrupts good habits. Reference 4th Maccabees, chapter 9, verse 22. 4th Maccabees 9, 22. In other words, avoid evil companions. Don't hang around with people that are doing wrong. Shun them. Keep away from them, okay? Verse 34, wake up to soberness righteously and do not sin, for some do not have the knowledge of Elohim. I speak this to your shame. In other words, some of these people in this assembly were hanging around with unrighteous people. Drunkards, etc. Wake up to soberness. Don't be a drunkard. Don't sin and do, when you get drunk, you do all kinds of foolish things. Don't do that. He's telling them this. Verse 35, but someone might say, how are the dead raised up? And with what body do they come? Verse 36. Senseless one, what you sow is not made alive unless it dies. In other words, if you're sowing grain in a field, it dies as grain and sprouts in new life. It's no longer a granule of grain. It becomes a plant. Okay? Verse 37, and as to what you sow, you do not sow the body which is to be, but a bare grain. It might be wheat or some other grain. Verse 38, but Elohim gives it a body as he wishes, and to each seed a body of its own. It's laying in the soil, it's got moisture, it's got the soil, and it changes from a grain to a plant. Verse 39. All flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one flesh of men, and another flesh of beasts, and another of fishes, and another of birds. Verse 40. And heavenly bodies and earthly bodies. But the esteem of the heavenly is truly one, and the esteem of the earthly is another. All right, what you love as a divine being is different than what you love as a carnal man. Verse 41, one esteem of the sun, and another esteem of the moon, and another esteem of the stars, for star differs from star in esteem. Okay, verse 42. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption. Verse 43. It is sown in disrespect. It is raised in esteem. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. Verse 44. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body, and there is a spiritual body. In other words, we're going to be changed. We're not going to be the same as we are in these earthly vessels that we inhabit right now that break down after a period of time. Verse 45. And so it has been written. The first man, Adam, became a living being. That's Genesis 2, verse 7. Genesis 2, verse 7. Continuing on, the last Adam, a life-giving spirit. He is speaking of Messiah. Verse 46. The spiritual, however, was not first, but the natural, and afterward the spiritual. Verse 47. The first man was of the earth, earthy. The second man is the master from heaven. So it would be the first Adam and the second Adam again. Verse 48. As is the earthy, so also are those who are earthy. And as is the heavenly, so also are those who are heavenly. In other words, there's a difference. Verse 49. And as we have borne the likeness of the earthy, we shall also bear the likeness of the heavenly. When your body is transformed, you will not be as you are right now. I will not be as I am. I will be changed. Okay? I wait for that day when I'm not subject to temptation anymore, etc., etc. Verse 50. And this I say, brothers, that flesh and blood is unable to inherit the reign of Elohim. Neither does corruption inherit incorruption. In other words, we're going to have that new body, because the ones we're in now will not be able to exist in the kingdom of heaven, because there will be no sin. And these bodies have sin attached to them. So we will get new bodies. Verse 51 and 52. You can reference 2 Esdras, chapter 6, verse 23. That's 2 Esdras 6, 23. 4 Maccabees, chapter 9, verse 22. 4 Maccabees 9, 22. And 1 Thessalonians, chapter 4, verses 15 through 17. That's 1 Thessalonians 4, 15 through 17. Okay, so here's verse 51. See, I speak a secret to you. We shall not all sleep. In other words, not everybody's going to die the first death, but we shall all be changed. Verse 52, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. In other words, we're going to get the divine bodies back, and those that are in Messiah will be raised. They are going to be the first fruits of the resurrection after his second coming. And you talk about an army, oh boy, we won't be in these earthy bodies anymore. They can shoot bullets at us and it won't bother us. And we're going to fight, okay? We will be part of the army of Yahweh that defeats for all time the evil one and his minions, okay? That's what's coming. And that's why they're so afraid and they're panicking right now. They know what's coming, and it's their doom. Verse 53, for this corruptible, that's our bodies now, has to put on incorruption, and this mortal to put on immortality. What have I been telling you? We're not going to be mortals anymore. We're going to regain, if we are in Messiah and we are true and we are of the remnant, we're going to be changed when he comes. We're not going to be sucked up into the air. We're going to be changed right here. Verse 54. And you can reference Isaiah chapter 25, verse 8. Isaiah 25, verse 8, verse 54. And when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall come to be the word that has been written. Death is swallowed up in overcoming. Okay, the overcomers, Israel, okay. Verse 55, reference Hosea, okay, Hosea chapter 13, verse 14. Okay, that's Hosea, okay, Hosea 13, 14. O death, where is your sting? O Sheol, that's the land of the dead and its inhabitants. Where is your overcoming? There won't be the land of the dead. Okay. Verse 56. And the sting of death is the sin. And the power of the sin is the Torah. That defines the sin. Okay. Verse 57. But thanks to Elohim who gives us the overcoming through our Master, Yahshua, Messiah. Verse 58. Therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always excelling in the work of the Master, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Master. So if you are a true believer and a follower and doer of the teachings of Messiah, whatever you do here in Messiah is not in vain. It's not useless. You're going to be resurrected. If you sleep before he comes, you will be raised incorruptible. You will, if you are in the remnant. The remnant's gonna be first. And those that have died in their sins and are not of the remnant will be resurrected to judgment and subjected to the second death. And the ones that are still alive when he comes that are not of the remnant, that are enemies of Yahweh and Yahshua, that hate him, they will be slain and be destroyed forever. And that's why they're panicking. I had to get a little drink of coffee. Here is chapter 16 of 1 Corinthians. This is the last chapter of this book. The last chapter of 1 Corinthians. Verse 1 of chapter 16, you can reference Romans chapter 15, verses 25 and 26. That's Romans 15, verses 25 and 26. And concerning the collections for the set apart ones, those are things that you collected in this assembly that were to help the poor of the people of Yahweh. You are to do as I gave orders to the assemblies of Galatia. verse 2. Every day one of the week, that's the Sabbath, okay, let each one of you set aside, storing up whatever he has prospered, so that there are no collections when I come. In other words, he's not there yet. He's going to come and he's going to help them dispense to the poor. Okay. Verse 3. And when I come, whomever you approve by your letters, I shall send to bear your gift to Jerusalem. They're going to take the money to support those that are persecuted in Jerusalem. Verse 4. And if it is fitting for me to go, they shall go with me. He doesn't know. He's losing his vision at this point. His body is breaking down. He's dictated this letter and somebody's writing it for him. Verse 5 of chapter 16, and you can reference the book of Acts. Chapter 19, verse 21. Acts 19, verse 21. And I shall come to you when I pass through Macedonia, for I am passing through Macedonia. That's Macedonia, okay? And he's going to stop at Corinth. Verse 6, and possibly I shall stay with you or even spend the winter so that you send me forward wherever I go. Verse 7, for I do not wish to see you now on the way. He doesn't want to do a quick visit, but I expect to stay a while with you if the master permits. Right. Verses 8 and 9 reference Acts chapter 19, verses 8 through 10. That's 8 and 9. For verse 8 only, reference Leviticus chapter 23. Verses 15 through 21. That's Leviticus 23, 15 through 21. And Deuteronomy 16, verses 9 through 11. Deuteronomy 16, verses 9 through 11. This is verse 8. And I shall remain in Ephesus until the festival of Shavuot. Now that's the Feast of Weeks. Okay? Feast of Weeks. Verse 9. For a great and effective door has opened to me, and many are opposing. In other words, he's got a chance to preach at Ephesus. That would be the epistle to the Ephesians, okay? The people at Ephesus. And many are opposing. He has enemies there. Enemies of Yeshua and enemies of his ministry. So that's the deal. He was fighting the fight wherever he went because he would teach the truth. And the Pharisees and Sadducees and those, would oppose him. And they'd stir up crowds and try to hurt him. And that was the deal. He was really, his life was hanging by a thread at that point. If he was walking around in that area preaching, there were a lot that wanted to kill him. Like they want to kill us today. They would be very happy to see a lot of us die. Okay, that's not a joke. That's the real deal. It's getting more and more dangerous for real Christians, even from the Judeo-Christians. They oppose because they are under a strong delusion. So we need to pray for them, those of Israel that are in Judeo-Christianity, and hope that they hear the word and learn the truth. Verse 10. And you can reference 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17. Okay. And if Timotheos comes, that's Timothy, okay, see that he is with you without fear, for he does the work of the master even as I. In other words, protect him when he comes, and don't let anybody in your congregation do him harm or treat him badly. Verse 11, therefore let no one despise him and send him forward in peace, so that he comes to me, for I am waiting for him with the brothers. In other words, you take care of Timothy when he comes and help him and send him on, make sure his journey is taken care of, so that he can join up with Paul. Verse 12, and concerning our brother Apollos, I strongly urged him to come to you with the brothers, but he had no desire at all to come at this time. However, he shall come when it is convenient. In other words, he had other things to do. Verse 13, watch, stand fast in the belief. Be men, be strong. Verse 14, let all that you do be done in love. In other words, whatever you do for your brothers and sisters, do it in love. Love one another in Messiah, okay? Verse 15, and you can reference 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 16. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 16. And I urge you, brothers, you know the household of Stephanas, that it is the first fruit of Achaia, and that they have assigned themselves for service to the set apart ones. In other words, they are going to help the called out, okay? Verse 16, that you also be subject to such and to everyone who works and labors with us. Everybody's supposed to help each other. That's what he's telling everybody. Help one another. We saw that at this last Feast of Tabernacles. Everybody pitched in. Everybody was a blessing to everybody else. It was wonderful. Verse 17, and I rejoice about the coming of Stephanas and Fortunatos and Achaicus, for what was lacking on your part, they supplied. In other words, whatever they lacked, these other people brought in. They were assisting the assemblies. Verse 18, for they refreshed my spirit and yours, therefore give recognition to such ones. Verse 19, and for verse 19, you can reference the book of Acts, chapter 18, verse 2. Acts 18, verse 2. The assemblies of Asia greet you. Aquilus and Priscilla greet you heartily in the Master, with the assembly that is in their house. In other words, he's giving parting greetings from all these others through this letter. They send it, like you would leave an area, you're going back home or something, and you say, give my love to so-and-so-and-so-and-so. Well, that's what he's doing here. Verse 20. All the brothers greet you. Greet one another with a set-apart kiss. In other words, they used to kiss on the cheek and then flip over and kiss on the other cheek. That was a custom. It's still done in parts of Europe. It's not a homosexual kiss on the mouth. It's a brotherly greeting. Okay? Let's see. All the brothers greet you. Greet one another with a set apart kiss. I just read that one. I lost my spot. The greeting with my own hand. Shaul, he signed this letter. Verse 22. If anyone does not love the Master Yeshua Messiah, let him be a curse. Maranatha. Verse 23, the favor of our Master, Yeshua, Messiah, be with you. Verse 24, my love be with you all in Messiah, Yeshua. Amen. That means so be it. It has nothing to do with Amun-Ra. It's people have got that confused, so they've tried to change. Well, it sounds like that, so we're not going to use it. Well, okay, don't use it. You know, don't say amen. No problem. Do your thing. But I use it because it's in the scripture, and that's how it is. And let's see here. Chapter 1 of 2 Corinthians is pretty short, and I have time, so I'm going to do chapter 1 of 2 Corinthians, and this is verse 1, and you can reference the book of Acts, chapter 18, verse 1, Acts 18, verse 1, Shaul, an emissary of Yeshua Messiah by the desire of Elohim, and Timotheus the brother, to the assembly of Elohim that is at Corinth, with all these set apart ones who are in all Achaia. That's a territory. Verse 2. Favor to you and peace from Elohim, our Father and the Master Yeshua Messiah. Verse 3. Blessed be the Elohim and Father of our Master Yeshua Messiah, the Father of compassion and Elohim of all comfort. Verse 4, who is comforting us in all our pressure, that means the persecution, enabling us to comfort those who are in every pressure through the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by Elohim. Verse 5. Because as the sufferings of Messiah overflow in us, so our comfort also overflows through Messiah. Verse 6. And if we suffer pressure, that's persecution, it is for your comfort and deliverance, being worked out in enduring the same sufferings which we also suffer. If we are comforted, it is for your comfort and deliverance. Verse 7. And our expectation for you is steadfast, because we know that as you are sharing in the sufferings, so also in the comfort. The whole all of Christendom was being persecuted at that point. Verse 8, reference 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 32. 1 Corinthians 15:32. For we do not wish you to be ignorant, brothers, of our pressure which came to us in Asia, that we were weighed down exceedingly beyond ability, so that we despaired even of life. Verse 9. Indeed, we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in Elohim, who raises the dead. Verse 10, who rescued us from so great a death, and does rescue, in whom we trust that he shall still rescue us. Verse 11, you also, helping together in prayer for us, that thanks shall be given by many on our behalf for the favor bestowed upon us through many. Verse 12. For our boasting is this, the witness of our conscience, that we behaved ourselves in the world in simplicity and sincerity of Elohim, not in fleshly wisdom, but in the favor of Elohim, and much more toward you. Verse 13. For we are not writing any other matters to you than what you read or understand. Now I trust you shall understand even to the end. Verse 14. And also you have understood us in part, that we are your boast, as you also are ours, in the day of the Master Yeshua. In other words, he's proud of them because they're doing what's right. Verse 15. And relying on this, I intended to come to you before, that you might twice receive a favor. Verse 16, reference Acts chapter 19, verse 21. That's Acts 19, 21. Verse 16, and to pass your way into Macedonia, and again from Macedonia come to you, and to be sent by you on my way to Yehuda, the land of Judah, back to Jerusalem. Verse 17, since I intended this, did I do it lightly? Or what I plan, do I plan according to the flesh, that with me there should be yes, yes, and no, no? Verse 18, but Elohim is trustworthy, that our word to you was not yes and no. Verse 19, you can reference Acts chapter 18, verse 5, Acts 18, 5. For the Son of Elohim, Yeshua Messiah, who was proclaimed among you by us, by me, Silas, and Timotheus, was not yes and no, but in him was yes. Verse 20. For as many promises as are of Elohim, in him they are yes, and in him amen, to the esteem of Elohim through us. Verse 21, but he who establishes us with you in Messiah and has anointed us in Elohim, verse 22, who also sealed us and gave the Spirit in our hearts as a pledge. Verse 23, and I call Elohim as witness against my being, that to spare you I came no more to Corinth, because persecution was following him. Verse 24, Not that we rule over your belief, but we are fellow workers for your joy, for you stand by belief. And that ends chapter 1 of 2 Corinthians. We will pick up again with chapter 2 in the next reading, show 457. So it has been a pleasure today. I hope you're getting joy out of this as I am getting joy in reading this. I'm really having a good time. I love the writings of Paul. Sometimes they're a little complicated because the language doesn't translate well sometimes into the English. And it gets a little clumsy. Very flowery language. So I have to try to explain it. I've done a lot of study on this, and I hope I'm being helpful. I sure am having a good time, and I hope you're enjoying these readings. Well, may Yahweh bless and keep you. It's always a pleasure, and I will catch you on the next show. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. You are listening to EuroFolkRadio.com. We are privileged to bring you the Christian identity message to the dispersed people of true Israel, wherever they might be. We also bring you news and current events, health information, political commentary, and a little humor thrown in. We are glad that you could join us, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.